Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey, and on today's episode, we're going to be discussing and reviewing the brand new point-and-click escape room, The Alp. It's brought to us by the team of thepanicroomonline.net, which is actually the same team as the Panic Room in Gravesend. Now, I do understand that they want to be opening again after May 17th, as the lockdown slightly eases into step three of the roadmap. If you can't get there, if you can't get to Gravesend to try out their on-location escape rooms, then head over to their website, thepanicroomonline.net. They have got so much stuff on there. Literally, there's so much online escape rooms, point-and-click escape rooms, the murder mysteries, puzzles that can get sent to your house. Honestly, there's so much stuff on there. It was Dan and Jess, our UK Haunters Scare Track guest hosts, that completed the Alp, this new point-and-click escape room. So we thought it'd be a perfect opportunity to get Dan back onto the podcast to talk all about it in today's episode.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hi folks, and welcome back to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. Like I said in the intro, I am joined by Dan. How's it going, buddy?
All good, man. All good.
Good stuff. It's been a little while since we've done an episode together, but we've got this one coming up now. We're also planning another movie review episode coming in a week or two, so keep an eye out for that one, talking all about the brand new Spiral, the Book of Saw film. But tonight, we're going to be talking about a brand new escape room you've done by The Panic Room in Gravesend. Now, you didn't go to The Panic Room. It was not open during these COVID restrictions,
nope.
But you did one of their point and click escape room games, didn't you, Dan?
Yeah, The Alps.
That's it, yeah. So it's
The Alps?
Yeah, The Alp, a new online escape room by panicroomonline.net. So I thought, trying to keep it spoiler free, of course, because we want you guys to support these companies. So head over to thepanicroomonline.net and check out all the things that are available there. We're going to list all the different types of games and online stuff and virtual stuff that they've got towards the end of this episode. But for now, let's give a little bit of a brief review of The Alp, really. So was it just you and Jess that did it, Dan?
It was just me and Jess, yeah. I think you can have multiple players. The way we do it, where you're up north, I'm down here. Yeah. I set up north. I don't think you are. You're in the Midlands, aren't you?
I'm slap bang in the middle, really, mate. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's north to you.
Yeah, when it's such a Londoner thing, it's like everyone above us is north, and it's like, no, we're south, but it's such a Londoner mentality. No, north. We have London, we have north, and the rest
of the
world.
We do call you Southerners, though. I know you are in the south, but there's plenty further south than you, though, I guess.
Yeah, but there's a lot more north of us than we sound.
True.
We are not. London isn't the literal centre of England, even though everyone thinks it is, especially those who live in London.
Yeah. Now it always sometimes feels harder for me to get to London than it does to bloody France. But
God, it is. Thanks to Brexit, it's probably easier to get to London now. But that's a
good point.
That's a different complaint for another podcast.
That's another episode, isn't it? Definitely. So you did The Alp. It was yourself and Jess. I'm checking out their website now. It's only $14.99, and you can have up to six players, including multiple households, play it as well.
Yeah, so it's the same. So we could, I mean, like, I was when we play this, I was saying, look, next time you play one of these horror ones, you should do it as well. You know,
yeah,
the
man.
Stars aligning. Because it is, I mean, it's, and it's 15 quid flat. So it's not 15 quid per player. That's 15 quid for the game. And then whoever wants to play up until the number of players can sort of just jump in from different households. And as we always say, different countries.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, man, definitely.
As long as you all connect at the same time, you're playing the same game. And, you know, it's, we always say it's what's so amazing about these things.
Yeah, definitely. That's why we've been able to do some awesome escape rooms online together, and obviously bring these episodes to the listeners as well. But this one was a little bit different, wasn't it? So the ones that we've been doing most recently ourselves with you guys is a real life style escape room. That's, you know, it's there. The theming's there. Everything's all set up like an actual escape room, and we would control a person, an avatar, to do the action for us. This is a little bit different, isn't it? This is more of a computerized environment.
Yeah, well, this one has impressed the hell out of me more than other. I've done some good point and click ones, but what point and click ones tend to be is the screen, and you click certain things that will give you hints, or you can click on a folder and look in the folder. So there's lots of interactive things. But this is the closest I've ever been to virtually being in an escape room without having an avatar, because it's a completely 360 up and down, left, right degree room. So you are literally, you can control everything. You can, now you can't move around the room, as in you can't walk into the corner.
Right.
But your viewpoint, you can look around, you're in the center of the room, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so it's like a first person game sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, but it's, yeah. Yeah. So that's my simple way of putting it, my inane ramblings.
It makes sense though.
And then if you want to look closer to something, you click it, and then obviously the screen will change to a different view where you can then like look at the clues and stuff. But yeah, but I really appreciate the fact that you're actually in a room and you can look around, and it's really, I mean, so you get that real I'm in an escape room feel.
Yeah, yeah. Rather than it just being a bunch of questions on a blank screen sort of thing. Yeah.
And because of that, the tasks themselves are a lot more real life escape room. Like, you've got to find the lock combinations. You've got to pick things up, quote unquote, and put them places. So it's literally the closest I've ever been to being in an escape room virtually without an avatar being there.
That's smart. Not only obviously on having a different style of escape room that us fans can do, but also it's a very smart way for the Panic Room to, you know, to just have more customers. Because I'm guessing this is a kind of game that you were able just to buy it whenever you wanted to buy it, and can you do it at any time? I don't suppose you have to wait for a specific time.
I purchased it on the Wednesday, and I said, yes, Friday night should we play? And basically, they email you a code. You put the code in. I mean, that's the thing, because there's no avatar.
Yeah.
Then you can play it whenever. I mean, I do prefer an avatar, but they're also way more expensive. But for 15 quid. Yeah. And the good thing is as much as I like escape rooms, and I appreciate you need a time limit, because obviously people are ages in there, time limits do my head in. It's one of the down points of escape rooms, but there's no time limit. And if there was a time limit, it's massive, because we were in the room for hours.
Really? Yeah. Oh, sweet. So it's sort of one of those that you can, it looks like you're not going to get kicked out or anything like that. It's there until you complete it sort of thing.
I think so. I mean, I don't, quote me on that, because it could have, I mean, I think we're in there just over 2 hours, and it says it's a 2 hour experience. We're in there just over, but yeah, it didn't sort of like go, you failed.
Oh, that's cool.
You just rocked on until you completed it. And I was like, that's awesome. So yeah, no, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. Also, just checking out their website now, just to give you guys a bit of an idea of exactly what you get if you were to purchase this game. So, like Dan said, you can do it at any time. You literally buy it now it's £14.99, and that's pounds, you know. So if you're listening around the world, and again, everyone around the world can do this sort of thing, which is what's so great about these online escape rooms. But, £14.99 purchase. one team of up to six players, including multiple households. The Alp features 360-degree 3D environment, interacting with your surroundings, solve the puzzles and escape the nightmare. And the story is the Alp is here. He won't leave you and you can't run away. He waits for the night to fall. When you lay your head to rest, he will be there. So that brings me on to sort of like the scare side of things then, Dan. Was this game, was it scary or was it more of just a horror style theme?
It was, I was going to say it tempted it, but that sounds really catty. But I do love horror, so I'm quite easy to scare. Quite difficult to scare. Yeah. So I didn't find it scary, but they are bits where like it has creepy atmosphere music. They do have subtle jump scare bits. I mean, it's there, so I think low level people it would be quite scary, but for anyone experienced, it's just fun, because if you love horror, then the scare levels are just like they add to the fun of it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and it's saying it's for ages 13 plus, so it's one that you could still say if you're a household, two adults and two teenage kids or something, potentially. You don't want things to be absolutely terrifying, but there's no harm in having a bit of a fright with some family fun as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to give away. I'm trying to say things without giving bits away. One of the games involves five upside down bodies in body bags. Oh, nice. You know what I mean?
It's kind of like you're not going to play it with your 2 year old sort of thing. Keep that for Iggle Piggle.
There's a little bit of gore involved, but I mean, I'd say it's probably slightly more than Resident Evil, maybe. I don't know, I've always forget how gory Resident Evils are. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's slightly more than standard video game, but not over the top. So yeah, 13 plus seems about sense to me. And there's like, this isn't a spoiler because we're so used to escape rooms by now. There are other rooms to it. And some of them, I personally think they increase in creepiness as they go along. And there is some things where if you do something, all that something will do is set off a jump scare. So it'll go, oh, like click on a lamp, for example. You know, it won't do anything, but it'll go, wow, or something. It'll be a shrieking noise or something to get a jump scare out of you. So, yeah, I think it's very well balanced because there's no one there to really control the scares. It's a nice level where you could just pretty much get anyone involved.
Definitely, definitely. And what was it like if... just asking those questions here. When we've struggled with certain games, obviously the ones we've done mainly have been with Hourglass Escapes online, and their avatar would kind of go, oh, I don't think it's in this place, or I'm not too sure if that did anything. If you are getting really stuck on this, were there any points where you were like, well, shit, that's it, I have to give up, I don't know what to do, there's no one else to tell me what to do? Or no. Did everything sort of start, or did it flow quite well?
So this is the only annoying bit. So was one of the puzzles where I was kind of like, where we were completely utterly stuck. There is a cheat sheet.
Okay.
For each room, for each puzzle, there is a cheat sheet, which I do appreciate because there's no one there to help you. And to be perfectly honest, I've done loads of escape rooms. I have helped people help me all the goddamn time. You know what I mean? It's just it's part of the
experience sometimes, isn't it? Yeah,
I didn't know that happened. I thought I was just super dumb the first time I did it, and the person was like, "Oh my god, I'm gonna have to help." But apparently, it's the thing I do. So I do, and I do appreciate the help because you know I'm not the Riddler or Batman.
Exactly.
But yeah, so everyone says it's cheat, and what it does is it does much like the escape games. What are they called? Mm-hmm. Called Escape the Games? No, those box games we talk about.
Oh, the Exit Escape.
Exit Escape. Yeah,
that's it.
You've got hint, answer.
Right.
So you click one hint, it'll go blah, blah, blah. And this is the only problem about not having someone else. I didn't want to check the answer, but we were stuck on this thing. Like we can't figure it out. Looked at the hint, we've done that. Looked at the second hint, we've done that. Looked at the answer, and I was like, oh, it just wasn't explaining what they considered, I'll say up, down, left. It wasn't up, down, left, but... if you'd had an avatar there, they'd have gone, oh, what they mean is they'd have clarified what you meant to do a little more. So we'd followed it to our understanding perfectly, and that was a little bit sucky, but that is such a minor thing.
Yeah, totally.
And especially, again, it's £15. So if you've got the group of six people playing, it's a couple of quid each, if that.
Yeah, you can't that's, argue with that.
It's like a goddamn chocolate bar and packet of crisp money, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. And I'm just looking through the list as well, because, like I say, they're doing lots of different style of games you can get from the Panic Room online. But looking at things that have recently frequently been bought together, there's Detention, Who Shot the Sheriff. There's different styles of these sort of games, and they, again, talking about pricing, if you buy two, you save 5%. If you buy three, you save 10%. If you buy four, you save 15%. And if you buy between five and, get this, 30, so wow. I need to see how many games they've actually got, but if you want to buy, say, I mean, this would have been perfect at the beginning of lockdown, wouldn't it? You know, everyone going on here and go, right, I'm going to buy between 5 and 30 games. you're saving 20%. I think I'd be all, like, escape roomed out after that. But, you know what, if you like a saving, you like doing these, it makes sense. And they all have different types of difficulty, different time frames on them, different ages as well, so it all keeps it fresh. Was there anything before we talk about everything else that the Panic Room have got an offer, was there anything else that really jumped out at you and stuck with you regarding the ALP online escape room?
No, I just really appreciate it. I like the fact that it was a completely immersive environment. I mean, if you hooked your computer up to the TV and played it through the TV, it's kind of like being in a film. I mean, it was really, you know what I mean? It was so, because you had to freeze, I'm so used to the click ones, especially for the price, especially, I shouldn't bang on about it being too cheap, they might hike the prices up, but especially for the price, the fact that they've gone to all this effort to make it so immersive, and it was very horror-toned. It wasn't jokey. It was quite, some of the rooms were quite, oh, geez, man, that's a bit creepy. So, I think it was really, I mean, it's really good. And I said, you know, just because COVID's over, unless Bojo does another bloody announcement and locks us down again, you know, this is something we will, you know, you and I will do again. So even though COVID's over, it does bridge the gap of miles of distance between people. So even though COVID's over, that these things are still valid, because what we've learned from COVID is, you know, these are good things to play with your mates miles and miles and miles away.
Definitely, yeah. It's something that we definitely really want to continue, even when the world is quote-unquote normal again. It's definitely cool to be able to do these sort of things. And they've got lots then. So looking at the panicroomonline.net, they've got online escape rooms. And if you're checking out their website, they've got different types of subcategories. So they've got... There's 30 plus online escape rooms. Bloody hell, that's such a lot. You got family friendly ones, murder mystery ones, detectives, point and click games. They even got email escape games here, which I'm intrigued. So loads of different stuff. They've got board games. They actually sell the Exit Game series on this website as well. So Dan spoke about them a few times. USA imports, puzzle books, mail and box games, puzzles, like lots of different types of mystery jigsaws and 3D puzzles, brain teasers, a whole section about murder mysteries. They even have Zoom murder mystery parties, party games, online escape rooms again, creation kits and more. So this really is the one-stop shop for any sort of escape/panic room style thing that you need online. The panicroomonline.net is definitely it. There's some things on there that I, you know what, I think I'd really enjoy what we're talking about today, but I can't stand jigsaws. Do you know what I mean? So I won't do that. But then on the opposite side of things, my brother would probably never set the foot into an escape room, but he loves a good jigsaw. So, do you know what I mean? He'd probably check that on here as well. Is there anything on there that you would... are there things that you'd try, Dan, other than just the online escape rooms? Are you into, like, random puzzles and murder mysteries and stuff?
Why not? I mean, I didn't look much past the escape rooms. We're doing the wizard one tonight.
Oh, nice.
Me and Jess. But, yeah, I haven't looked much past it, to be perfectly honest with you, but I'll definitely check them out.
Yeah, no, awesome, definitely. And we obviously can discuss about other things as well. I'm checking out the main Panic Room website, which is thepanicroom.net, and they have over 20 experiences to choose from there. So, again, I think this is a company that we need to get onto the podcast and talk to, really, because obviously they're based in Gravesend, and they have different rooms available for you to do in person. So it would be a pretty cool one to be able to go and check out, and also talk to the people behind it as well, because they've got a huge, just a huge collection of things for people to do, haven't they?
Chris, and what do they do with the clown room?
I'm not too sure. I'm trying to find that. I think that at the moment, because they're currently closed because of the lockdowns, I can only at the minute see their online stuff.
There's one in Gravesend which did a clown room, which I've never done because they said, oh, you need a minimum of 3 people to do some of the puzzles, which I thought was a bit shit, to be perfectly honest with you. And I was like, I don't know anyone down here apart from me and Jesse likes doing the escape room, so we can't do it. But there was another one in Gravesend that we did the zombie escape room. I'm trying to figure out if it's that one or not.
I don't think so. The last thing I can see here is there's the Don Escape the Room or Sleep with the Fishes, The Wizard of Oz, Enigma, Old Father Time, The Dollhouse, and Loop. That's going back to October 2020.
Dollhouse, that must be the one.
There you go.
I really want to do that. I need to find someone else who likes escape. I really want to do that one.
Definitely. I'm looking at their stuff here, and it looks pretty awesome. So again, yeah, a company that can do stuff in, you know, in inverted commas, real life. And then, of course, all that online stuff as well. I think, you know what, I'm looking here. They've even got axe throwing. So, yeah, Battle Masters axe throwing. Sweet. This is a place that I think, when things are all back to normal, me and you need to make a visit to, man.
Do you know, man, if you come, when things are back to normal, because we've got Horror Escape now, they've got Horror Escape. There's this one in Whitechapel, which has just opened a bunch more rooms. I think in lockdown, they just made a ton more rooms. There's this Dollhouse room in there.
Yeah, nice.
They've got a load. So yeah, there's some really cool horror-based ones around here. So if you come down, we could like easily do. I mean, we could do a weekend of it. We could do like 3 or 4 in a bloody weekend easily.
Yeah, man, definitely sounds good to me. And anyone listening as well, if we've missed any out there, if you guys are based in London and know of other hidden gems, some escape rooms, any horror stuff that we haven't been covering that we should be covering, obviously we've got the London Bridge Experience and London Tombs, the London Dungeons, that sort of thing. We really enjoy it. If there's anything that you think that we're missing out, ourselves here at Scare Track, along with Dan and Jess from UK Haunters, always let us know on our social media. Give us a shout on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, or Facebook, and let us know. Dan, was there anything else that you wanted to mention about your experience, or do you think we've covered everything?
We covered it. I mean, as I said, it's just, I just thought it was great. I thought it was really good value for money, a laugh. I think they did really well because it wasn't glitchy or anything. It was really smooth. Like, you just, you know, swipe through everything. It didn't crash at all. You know, all the online problems, nothing was out. Just think it's really good value for money. Definitely worth checking out.
Ah, sweet. Definitely, man. Also, yeah, we'll do that. And anyone who wants to check it out online now, their main website is thepanicroom.net. But of course, they've also got thepanicroomonline.net with all the stuff that you can get online. It does say on their website as well that they are now taking bookings from the May the 17th onwards for their rooms indoors. So obviously they're planning to open as we are coming out of these stages of lockdown. Myself and Dan are recording whilst Boris is talking to the nation. So so we don't know how this episode, if it's going to come out fine or if it's really not going to age well instantly. But fingers crossed.
Because at the end of this month, forwards, I've got books, The Horror Escape.
Exactly.
And I went, the Wonderland one was, I mean, that the Wonderland one blew my mind of how they've melded haunts, scare attractions, and escape rooms. Mm-hmm. And the next one, The Cabin, is upping the haunt factor to it. And I cannot wait. And if that bugger stops me going back there, I'm going to lose my shit because that place can't shut down. It is amazing. And I've been chatting to him and I know his plans of opening up more rooms. And they can't shut down. They have to go on. They are too good, that place.
Definitely. And the whole industry, you know, as soon as like I say, touch wood, everything happens as normal when we're going into this next stage of easing on the roadmap. Go to escape rooms, go to entertainment centres, go to the cinema, go bowling, do all the fun shit that we wanted to do beforehand, because if we don't, we won't have any of this shit in the future. It will all start disappearing. So now, hopefully, is the road to recovery, and we can only do that by either, you know, going to visit these events, or if you don't feel like doing that, again, get online and do an online event and support the industry as well. Awesome. Other than that, then, Dan, I think we covered everything. Thank you once again for joining us, and I'm really looking forward to discussing Spiral from the Book of Saw movie with you next week.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. Awesome.
Sweet. Right, chat soon, buddy. Cheers.
Cool. Catch you later.
Unlocked Vision, proud sponsors of the Scaretrack podcast. UVE are a multi-award-winning themed attraction and design company, providing bespoke themed attractions, theming, events, and experiences. Contact UVE today by visiting unlockedvision.com. Now, let's return back to the show. And remember, let's get scared.
So there we go, folks. First of all, a huge thank you to Dan for coming on to the Scaretrack podcast once again, becoming a proper guest host here at Scaretrack, and I wouldn't have it any other way. The Alp sounded awesome. There's loads of other online stuff, so go and check it out at their website. Again, I'll put the link below, guys. Click that link and do an online escape room. It's only a few days until May the 17th as well. That means that we can go to escape rooms, real locations where they are. Let's get out there, let's go do it, let's enjoy these escape rooms. They need our business. So if you go anywhere, let us know on our social media. It's Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, or Facebook. Just search for Scaretrack and let us know if you've beat any escape rooms as they reopen from May 17th. Be sure to obviously follow, subscribe, like, anything you can to help us over on our social media pages, as well as our YouTube as well. We're so close to our next milestone, so head over to youtube.com/scaretrack and click that subscribe button. Whilst you're there, over the next week or so, you'll see lots more content coming over on our YouTube and here at our main feature, the podcast, as well. We're going to be bringing episodes from Passage del Terror, from the Horror Crypt in Blackpool, the new crypt cafe and horror shop. We're going to be doing an interview with Kurt Walsh, the owner there, as well on the podcast. Also going to be checking out Black Mirror, the brand new walkthrough attraction at Thorpe Park Resort here in the UK as well. So that's three big things coming up in just the next week here at Scaretrack. Very, very excited. One other piece of information that we received just this morning is that Fear at Avon Valley Scream Park are putting their early bird tickets on sale completely via cryptocurrency. Now, I'm going to be 100% honest, I don't really have a clue about cryptocurrency. I know of Bitcoin, but I can just about work my PayPal and my online banking. When it comes to Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, I don't have a clue, but I'm sure there's thousands of you, millions of you out there that do. You're probably earning a pretty penny off it. So head over to Fear at Avon Valley's website. Get your early bird tickets now, because there's so many savings to be made. And lastly, we would like to welcome Erin to the Scaretrack podcast. Erin is going to be our US guest host. Obviously, she's based over in America. She's already done a little highlight reel of her visit to Transworld for us. And we're going to be bringing much more content from over in the States as well, over on our YouTube channel and here on the podcast as well. We're going to get Erin on, do some discussion review episodes similar to what we did with Dan today. Very excited to be covering more stuff over in the States. Of course, we are predominantly a UK-based podcast. That's where our focus here is with Scaretrack on the podcast. But of course, there's no harm in branching out and doing stuff all around the world. We want to do as much as possible. We all love scare communities and haunt communities. So let's all share the love, have a fright, have a laugh, and continue with this amazing world of scare entertainment. So with that, a huge, huge thank you for listening. And let's get scared.